Passive organism we call dog can neither think nor concentrate in the presence of food. His mind is a swirl with the nutty flavor of aged cheese, the potential crunchy goodness of a baked biscuit, the spicy, greasy, burning deliciousness of a small bit of salami. The odors fill his nostrils, fill his brain, hold him firm. While he seems to learn and will perform his tasks for food rewards, he is working in a robot-like fashion and not getting educated. He will repeat a pattern of behavior in zombie-like fashion, while drunk with desire for the proffered tidbit. Sadly, he will not get hooked on learning this way. His training will remain at a mediocre level with the use of rewards that are not historically valid, rewards his mother never used. Watch a puppy, any puppy, learning at his mother's knee. He'd give her the world to hear the right tone sung from high in her throat, to be allowed to cuddle, to be petted by her smooth tongue. Moreover, his motivation to learn is built in. There's a world he's dying to explore. There are things he'd like to know. He watches everything. He experiments. He tries and tries again to meet each challenge, to learn, to expand his world, his skills, his knowledge. Like any fledgling, his curiosity triggers learning. When there are no major temptations, such as food rewards, to tug his mind away from the work at hand, he praises himself. He feels good to have done something new and to have done it right. You can see a dog learn to put two and two together. Often a green dog, on his first formal obedience lesson, will learn not merely a command. He'll also learn how to concentrate. As soon as he does, he'll begin to sneeze or just look cocky, displaying his absolute pleasure at this clearly mammoth achievement. Your added praise, "That's my good boy," reminiscent of his mother's affectionate cooing, will complete the picture. Each subsequent experience with education will draw him. While he does have a side to his personality some might call willful, while he does want to do things his way and in his own good time, still there is that pull. The curiosity to find out what the alpha person wants, what the new word means, to test his intelligence and to feel accomplished. A food reward is beside the point in that it interferes with the natural process of learning rather than aiding or augmenting it. Your verbal and physical praise, all reminders of his mother's approval, help your dog to learn for the sheer pleasure of it. This way, he will work beyond the point where an artificial reward would be introduced. Just as the puppy's mother's gentle licking or pleased throat sounds didn't stop the activity at hand from continuing, so your natural, organic, and imitative praise will not stop your puppy's education from continuing. Rather than stopping the learning process to eat his treat or to seek an additional one, he will, feeling expanded and lively, work on with more energy and more motivation. The knack of great praising is to be imitative of the style and quality of the bitch. When offering approval of her young, she does not get hysterical and jump up and down. Her praise is not a break in the activity, but instead an integral part of the flow. Thus, she coos to let her puppies know she's there and watching, approving and loving. You can adopt her methods in your own training program. Figuring out the proper dosage. There are dogs that cannot be praised at all while they are working. They get so overexcited at a touch or a word of praise that all work stops. Others need but a quiet good dog as they heel along or when you break a stay. On the other end of the spectrum, there are dogs that can take passionate manhandling and kissing for merely executing an automatic sit or a proper recall. They will work on, bursting with pride and love, but not giving you a faulty step. The type and amount of praise your dog needs is totally individual and must be determined by observing his behavior, not any other dog's. he should be praised sufficiently so that he...